your host for Lacrosse Talk PM, Rick Solem.
All right, welcome to... It's Friday. Does it feel like Friday? Man, it feels like next week Tuesday to me, to be honest with you. And how the everything is going, right? Like, I know I'm definitely not in a position as dire as a lot of people are out there. But, you know, consuming all this, trying to talk about all of it and trying to get information out and maybe never stopping. you got to take time for yourself a little bit. And that's hard when you're in the news because you want to relay a lot of that news out to people. And so you're always trying to consume that stuff. But like, good thing I have a dog is what I will say, because I can go out and take her for a walk. Though I do bring my phone, and on my phone are podcasts, and all I'm doing while I'm walking my dog is playing podcasts 24 the whole time. Unless the birds are really active, then I turn the podcast down and just chill with the birds, just listening to the birds for a while, because that's nice in the spring. It's kind of, I don't know, a little release, right? And the one thing that we all can and should be doing, especially today, you know, that we're shelter in place or whatever, we're on a semi sort of lockdown, supposed to be staying home, social distancing. Man, it is nice out, and I know that some of the Hickson Forest trails are closed because it's muddy. But you know, there's all kinds of places to walk and not have to be next to each other. So, and today, day like today would have been perfect for that. And I think Lacrosse is maybe one of the best places to just go out and like walk around and take it in because it's so pretty. Jen Rybalski, Lacrosse County Health Department. They have their meeting every day at 2:30. You go to Lacrosse County Health Department Facebook page. You can watch the meeting. I know they have one. I know they posted one in Hmong if anyone wants to listen that way. They posted one in Spanish. I think on Wednesday they do Spanish. Not sure when they're going to do their Hmong updates. Maybe that's just every Thursday or something. I know I just saw it randomly and shared it with some friends that I know would want to listen to that if they want to listen to, you know, Lacrosse County Health COVID-19 updates. Later today on the show, in like 10 minutes, Lacrosse Police Chief Sean Crudron is going to come on. And so if you have police questions, how are the police handling everything that's going on? Text me in the Sugarloaf 4 Talking text line, 608-785-7914. I'm just going to play a snippet of Jen Rybalski's press conference today because she gives the numbers, which I can easily do, but she also gives just a little bit of a personal, just a little tidbit of what she is going through personally and what probably, you know, some people out there are going through. Not a lot yet, hopefully, at this point, but maybe that maybe ramps up at some point. But here's Jen Rybalski today. Just a little bit of a clip before we break for news and then bring Sean Crudron on from police chief for the Lacrosse Police Department. Okay, I need to turn the computer on. Pop that up. All right, here we go.
So to start with, the state of Wisconsin today now has 842 cases of confirmed COVID-19. That is an increase of 135 from yesterday. We have at a total of 13,140 negative test results, and that is an increase of 1,557 from yesterday. In addition, we have 13 deaths in the state of Wisconsin, and that is an increase of 5 deaths. And at this point, I want to pause and say that we know that all of us are within 6 degrees of separation of anything that's happening with regards to COVID-19. And I'd like to share that one of those deaths is someone that I knew. And though I haven't been in recent contact with that individual, so I just want to make sure folks don't think that I have an exposure level. It's tough to hear that. And those numbers are real. So I think it is a way for us to be aware of the severity of this situation for our state and our nation. Locally, we have 3 total cases recovered, so that is up 1 from yesterday. I'm very happy to announce that. In addition, we have 1 new case, and that is in a female in her lower 50s, again with mild to moderate symptoms, so thankfully not severe. We still have no hospitalizations in Lacrosse County, for our residents, nor do we have any deaths. And our total currently is at 15. I want to briefly go over, just to remind all of you, that the way that we get cases by county, remember that while we have health systems in our community and there are health systems in other communities, that the cases go by county level. So we report specifically for La Crosse County, and then each county around us would report for their own residents in terms of numbers of recovered cases, numbers of confirmed cases, deaths, and things like that. So I just want to remind individuals that we report specifically for our own residents.
All right, so that was Jen Rybalski, La Crosse County Health Department Director. And we're going to take a quick break now. Sean Crudron's on hold, so we'll get to him in just a minute. City of La Crosse Police Chief. He's about 6-7 months into the job, so we can ask him how that's going. Obviously, a little different than he probably anticipated, given everything that's happening. So if you want to ask Chief Crudron some questions, 608-785-7914. Shoot me a text. Sugarloaf Forward Talking Text Line. All right, here's the news. We'll be back in a minute on WISM. All right, welcome back to La Crosse Talk PM. La Crosse, City of La Crosse, Police Chief Sean Crudron on the phone with me. Sean, how's it going?
It's going well, Rick. How are you?
It is going well. So I always ask that just out of habit, like muscle memory, so to speak. And then I'm like, wait a minute, it's probably, they're going to say it's going well. And then we're going to have to get into this whole conversation where it could be better. But you're 6 months-ish into the job. I think you're 6 months. That's what photographic memory Brad Williams told me. He's like, ask him, he's 6 months into the job. You know, how is he? So how has everything been going with the new police chief role?
You know, it's been going pretty smooth. I mean, I certainly don't have any complaints. Obviously, the situation we're in right now, dealing with a public health emergency and the pandemic with COVID-19 is something that certainly I wasn't expecting, and I know, you know, a lot of other people certainly weren't either. So this has been challenging, but it's something that we're certainly working through and really taking this as it comes, but trying to do the best things we can do for the La Crosse community, keeping our employees safe, keeping them healthy, and doing what we can do to serve our community during this emergency.
So. I feel like this is, you know, it's a global pandemic, so it's new to everybody most everybody. I'm sure this has happened in segments of the world and maybe even the nation, but as a new police chief, are you seeking advice from other colleagues, other police chiefs, bigger city police? I don't know. Are you seeking advice from anyone just to on how to handle this things as it gets, because it's going to ramp up a little bit, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. So there is a lot of communication going on with police chiefs across the state as well as across the nation. And there's a lot of information sharing that's happening during really between different kind of email groups, and some of those are national. So there is a lot of information being shared. There's a lot of information being sought between colleagues. And that has been helpful because there's, you know, we're all dealing with a lot of similar things within, you know, different cities and different municipalities. And so we're working with each other, looking at ideas, looking at best ways to respond, and really just you know, cooperation here in La Crosse with a lot of different department heads. I've been working really closely with the fire department with what we have going on here, and we're moving through this together, doing what we can for the city of La Crosse.
A very basic question here. Police obviously have to interact with people every day, not all day, but every day, multiple times during the day, just people out in the public. Yeah. You're pulling someone over, they're speeding, let's say. That's the most basic thing I can think of. Officer has to walk up to the window. His face, their face is kind of, you know, this is how that disease gets transmitted through, airborne disease. Do you guys have to do anything special when it comes to just basic stuff like that, interacting with the public, whether it be, you know, crime or just in general?
Yeah, so we really have looked at all of our operations, all of the different things that we respond to, and we've been looking at how do we adapt and make changes so that we can keep that social distance and still, you know, do our jobs, still do the things that we need to do, and things like traffic stops. You're right. I mean, we have to, you know, look at our approaches a little bit differently, look at communicating with those drivers differently. There are calls for service where we may just not be able to do that. I mean, if it's something where we really have have to respond in somewhat of an emergent mode, we may not be able to do that, but we are looking at all of our different operations and really trying to adjust so we can maintain those distances but still be able to effectively communicate with the community and get our job done.
Yeah, I think if you pulled someone over for speeding and you needed you keep like 6 feet away, hopefully they pulled way over, and then you go to the passenger seat, but you're like, hey, can you just frisbee your license out the window for me? Maybe something like that. Would that work, Shaw?
Well, I'm not sure about that completely. You know, we certainly don't want people throwing things out the window or putting us in the kind of a precarious position. But we're going to work with people just to again, keep that distance, keep people safe. I mean, we are, you know, we're protecting, serving, but we're also looking at, you know, all of these, you know, different suggestions for public health safety at the same time and really doing to really help. You know, we want the community to stay safe. We want our officers to stay healthy as well.
Maybe focusing on downtown as you talk to your officers every day and they just report back to you. Is the downtown scene kind of eerie for you guys because there's just a lot less things going on, or is it kind of a relief?
Well, it's definitely different. There's no doubt about it. It's definitely different. We have seen a reduction in some of our calls for service, certainly, because people just are not out and about. You know, they're not, out in the bars and things like that. So, you know, really across the board, we've seen a reduction. And so it is different, but we're definitely out there. I mean, we want the community to know that we are still out and about. We're still out there to, again, you know, protect this community, keep this community safe during this pandemic, and again, do what we can do to serve our citizens.
Speaking with City of La Crosse Police Chief Sean Coudron, 6 months into the job, I know we talked about that a little bit. Did you have any big plans that you were, okay, this is, I want to do this or that or the other thing, and then they just screeched to a halt because of everything that's going on with the pandemic?
Well, you know, nothing that's really screeched completely to a halt. We made a few changes to our Neighborhood Resource Officer program. We've just really found a lot of success in that program, having our officers, interacting with our community, interacting with our neighborhoods and the revitalization effort. And we found a lot of officers that really wanted that opportunity. And so what we found is being able to rotate some new officers into that program, officers who had worked in the neighborhood program, being able to take those skills and the things that they've learned in that different kind of style of policing, relationship-based policing, kind of taking that back to our field services and kind of spreading, you know, that philosophy. That's something that we were able to put into place that we really are confident about, that's going to work well for not just for our agency, but really for our community and for our neighborhoods. So that's a change that we've made here in the first 6 months, and we really feel confident that that's going to be something that is very, very positive for the La Crosse community.
Yeah, I always see the resource officers. I think I watch The Wire too much. I don't know if you've ever seen that show, but the idea that those cops got to know whatever community that they were in, and that's always, I just relate that to if there's a resource officer in this community, that community. And I think I talked to the mayor about this a little bit, but I don't know if I talked to you because we haven't talked for a couple of months.
Sure.
Just the idea that, you know, the goal here would be probably to get one or two resource officers in every neighborhood. Would that I don't know how many neighborhoods there are, but are you shooting for that or something different?
Well, really what we're looking at is just different opportunities. So really looking for where the need is, you know, where the societal need is here within the La Crosse community, and then trying to look at if there's a system in place or we can you know, make some adjustments and get officers into those different neighborhoods. So we are looking at right now expanding the program. We are looking at bringing a couple new officers in. We're, you know, with all these situations here with COVID-19, we're still trying to move forward and get a couple new officers named for kind of the center part of the city. They'll be working closely with our downtown officers, but really kind of expanding and working within our park system, as well as kind of moving toward kind of east a little bit from the downtown area. So we are looking to expand. There's no doubt about that. We're also looking to create some relationships with UWL, working with their police department as well. So we've got a few things in the mix here that we're working closely on, and we hope to expand that program because we've certainly seen some very positive results.
Back to the COVID-19 virus, the idea that you guys have to change a lot of things up with how you interact with the public, and are you doing like Do you have to send guys to go get training, or is there video training, or is there any training at all, or is it just, hey, just kind of like, we're going to figure this out as we go?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, you know, there hasn't been specific training in terms of being able to, you know, social distance yourself from the people that we have to respond to and communicate with. So we're just really looking at our you know, daily response, our typical business as you know, as we do our jobs as police officers, and look at how we can adjust that. So our administrative staff has really looked closely at just everything we do and what small adjustments can we make, but still accomplish what we need to do on a daily basis. And that's what we've been doing. And we've been talking with other police departments about that. We've been talking to area police departments about that. We're working closely with the district attorney's office. We're really working with the health department as well in different areas. And so right now what we're doing is just looking at all these different scenarios that we respond to and how we can make adjustments to keep the community safe, keep our officers safe and healthy at the same time.
Do you have any people calling into the department worried, you know, this thing is being hit hard in bigger cities and places like New York City is being hit really hard, sure, where people are having to, there's more strict rules where people can and can't go. Have you had anyone call in and just worried about, like, let's say, you know, I think the Parks Department said stay off the park playground equipment because, you know, the virus can rest on stuff like that maybe for days. We're not even quite sure, but it could be on there for hours or days. Sure. You know, do you get citizens worried about, like, I don't know if I want to say a police state, but like where the police are starting to like keep people out of certain areas and stuff like that?
You know, we haven't had specific calls where people are maybe worried about that specific type of thing. We have had calls where people are worried about, you know, some businesses maybe that they would think would be non-essential and asking us to look into that. You know, we've had some calls like that. We've had a few calls about, you know, early on about maybe, you know, groups being together when the governor's orders started to come out and started, you know, to kind of reduce the number of people who are together. And really what we've wanted to do as a police department in responding of those calls is really to educate people on really the public health suggestions and why this is important, so that people understand that, you know, the COVID-19 situation is a serious one, and if we can move about and kind of educate people and get that voluntary compliance, that's what we're really focused on right now with those type of calls.
Yeah, just thinking when you say that, I'm thinking as a guy that likes to play basketball and volleyball. And I've heard stories about in New York, they're taking down the outdoor basketball hoops to keep people from playing basketball together, because obviously that's a group. Do you have to go, if you saw like a group of 5-on-5 playing at basketball at the park, would you have to break that up, or how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, if we got called to something like that, we would certainly have to. I mean, there's the public health orders and the governor's orders that are in place right now. Again, I mean, we would go to something like that if we got a complaint, or even if we saw that going on, and just, again, try to educate people and say, you know, we need you to move along, we need you to stay separated, and these kind of activities are not healthy right now. And typically, you know, we have not really ran into a lot of resistance there. We're looking for that voluntary compliance. We're looking for people just to understand, you know, this is a different time. This is a time that, you know, none of us have really ever lived through or had to deal with something like this. And so it's something that, you know, we want to be able to communicate. We want to be able to work together. We want everyone to cooperate as best they can so that we can move through this time. And again, the idea is to keep people healthy.
Yeah, that was kind of my next question. Have you had to break up? I know early on in this, I knew some volleyball players that were like, well, if we go and play at least 4-on-4 volleyball, we'll be okay, you know, because it's under 10. And I just was like, you guys probably just don't do that. But yeah, you're not having to do that all that often, huh?
No, not all that often. Early on, when some of the businesses were being closed, such as restaurants and things like that, you know, that order came down pretty quickly from the governor. So we spent that afternoon and early evening just making sure that people understood, you know, what was being ordered, you know, what was coming from the governor, and again, just trying to educate people to understand, you know, why this is happening, and really what, you know, the results of this is just to keep people separated for their own health and for their own good. And so that's really what we had to do early on. But that's really has kind of backed off a little bit for us too, where we have not had to respond to as many of those type of situations.
Yeah, that's good. I think everybody is maybe doing a good job of relaying, you know, and being responsible in that matter. Speaking with City of La Crosse Police Chief Sean Coudron, we're going to break for news. Sean, can you come back after the news and keep going here?
I can.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break for news and Scott's comment. We'll be back with La Crosse Police Chief Sean Coudron after this. All right. Welcome back to La Crosse Talk PM. If you want to get in here, shoot me a text 608-785-7914, the Sugarloaf Ford Talk and Text Line. Sean Coudron, City of La Crosse Police Chief, on the phone with me. We're talking kind of about mostly COVID-19 related things, but a little bit of other things. But Sean, speaking of other things, I will bring up a certain somebody just bought a car recently out of New York. And I won't name names or anything, but they got this car, and then New York went on lockdown. So non-essential businesses, like car dealerships in New York at least, those guys are all at home. And this person's car doesn't have a license plate. And the person called the DMV, and the DMV said, yeah, it looks like that license plate was shipped to the dealership. And so that person texted the dealership, and those guys said, sorry, we're not at work anymore, so your license plate is probably just sitting in the mailbox there. So when this person gets pulled over, can you relay a message to this person that they can play to any police officer when they pull this person over because they don't have a license plate on their car?
Well, you know, I can't make any promises on something like that. The likelihood of getting pulled over is probably pretty good. I would suggest to this person that they don't, you know, say they know me, because the officer probably won't believe them.
So. I'm just going to play the tape here is what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like, but you're not giving me good answers. Yeah, it's such a weird thing. Like, I text these guys and they're like, yeah, man, we can't go to work. Like, we're on lockdown. So and I think the license plates are, you know, wherever they are in the building, and we can't get at them. So I don't know. Maybe I should go to the La Crescent DMV and see if they can't, like, give me some, like, fake plates. I don't know. It's weird. It'll be a lot of social distance explaining when the officer comes to my window, I'm sure.
Well, and this is just, you know, it really just a lot of the fallout, I guess, if you will, from this COVID-19 experience, you know, with you know, a lot of businesses not being able to do what they typically do. And you know, there's a lot of people, you know, just within our own community that has to make a lot of adjustments. And it is unfortunate, you know, and ultimately in the end, hopefully that, you know, all of these things that are being put in place within our community will help in terms of keeping people healthy.
Yeah, I would definitely say my dilemma is what a lot of people would call a first world problem. I know we're in a first world, but a lot of people have lost their jobs or are laid off, just not working, not getting a paycheck. So they're being put in a tough spot. Have you seen, first of all, that maybe stuff like theft at maybe Walmart or grocery stores where people are stealing a lot more because they just need something and they don't have the means to buy it?
Yeah, you know, we have not seen a dramatic increase in those type of things. I mean, we still are, you know, in... really, when you think about the situation, the number of days that we've been into this, it seems like it's been a long time. But we still are really kind of on the front end of all of this, and we do, you know, as a police department, we do anticipate to see, you know, some of that kind of crime, just simply maybe that need to steal things, you know, retail type thefts or food or that sort of thing. We're anticipating seeing more of that, and you know, we're gonna, again, I mean, we will respond and try and do what we do, and it's a tough situation for everybody. You know, we ask everybody to cooperate with each other and do the right thing, but we do know that this is a difficult time for a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a good point. Right now, La Crosse County has 15 cases of COVID. Three have recovered, no deaths, no hospitalizations. So in that regard, not a lot of people have it, but obviously, like, people are just maybe a week or so out of work where they're you know, they haven't maybe missed a paycheck yet. But do you guys have to reassess, you know, as you're planning for this, you know what, we're going to have to reassess where we have police, for lack of a better term, staked out. You know, we need to have them here or there, or do you have to, you're obviously thinking about that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we think about our staffing and how we do our staffing and in terms of what we might see. There are a lot of situations with this pandemic that certainly, you know, we look at each day and realize we need to make, you know, we need to make some adjustments in what we do as a police agency, because these are just certain, there's certain situations that we haven't had to confront before. So yeah, I mean, we are continually assessing, you know, kind of just the state of our community, where the policing needs are, where the service needs are, and meeting those needs, you know, the best that we can do every day.
I know Rob Abraham, the assistant police chief, is going to be mad at me to bring this up, but parking, I see the parking utility. I think I see a truck. Usually it's Jeeps. Have you changed the trucks or do you have both?
We still have both. We have switched over to a new type of vehicle just because of what's available for us.
Okay. So downtown is like a wasteland, essentially. There's, you know, you'll see my car without license plates out there and maybe a couple other cars on the street. So it would be really easy for a parking police officer to go, yep, that car's been there. Even, you know, I know they have the computer and the computer's just going to tell them too, although I don't have license plates, so maybe I skate by that situation. But they're going to, you know, as they're driving through, they're going to see every car that would be over the, two-hour limit or the hour limit, you know, by the schools. Are you guys being more lenient with stuff like that? Because, you know, hey, this guy's working. Rick's working downtown. What a, you know, for the good of the nation. Or B, like, hey, this person, you know, a lot of people are out of jobs, and so I don't know. Are you being lenient with any, you know, not just parking, but in general with anything like that?
Well, what I would say is we've made some adjustments in those areas. You know, there's certain, you know, there's a lot of different types of parking violations, obviously, you know, and I know parking is a topic that a lot of people, you know, really feel strongly about. But, you know, there's certain areas that we're taking a look at and making adjustments in terms of our enforcement. In terms of being lenient, you know, I mean, we too understand kind of the state of what's going on in our community, what's going on in our nation, and certainly, you know, we are trying to make those adjustments so that you know, we can react and really do what we can do and really allow certain things to go on. As far as being lenient, you know, there's still certain parking violations that you certainly have to enforce, you know, things like, you know, vehicles being parked in, you know, handicap areas and stuff like that when those aren't proper vehicles to be in those areas. I mean, we still need to allow drivers that need those spots to park, no matter how much restricted we are right now within our community and people moving around. So, yeah, we're making adjustments.
And then last parking question, I swear, because people, I know, it's the easiest thing to talk about, and everyone can relate because everyone parks. I think that's why everyone is into that topic. But have you rolled back a little bit of the amount of parking police you have out there because there's just less cars parked in the street?
Well, what we found, as a matter of fact, is that we, you know, because of this pandemic situation, there has been a lot more need for our staff to be doing other things, and even some of our parking staff, we just simply need them to be doing other things right now. So we're still utilizing our staff in a lot of different ways. So yes, there are some different situations now with less cars and stuff being out there, but we also have different staffing needs that we have to look at as well.
Do you have any examples? Like, hey, parking guy, I don't know any names, but, you know, we're going to need you to you and a couple other people, we're going to put you on this assignment now because obviously everything's changed.
Well, what we've been doing is, you know, the city of La Crosse has kind of put in place an emergency operations center. We're kind of using this incident command structure, and so we've got different assignments that have come up. For example, as we move into, they've had some absentee voting. You may have seen some information go out on that, the way that the city is kind of running that. So some of our staff have been involved in just being able to direct people in certain way in certain areas because everything's different. So, you know, we've been put into different really roles to just help out in different areas for services that the city's providing.
Eric from Sparta has been waiting on hold very patiently this whole time, so I'm going to put him on, Sean. So just hold tight here, not hold tight, but Eric, do you have a question for Police Chief Kudron?
Well, no, I'm not at a question, but I listen to Mike's show in the morning all the time.
Okay, well, All right. So never mind then. Sean, I saw the, was it yesterday or the day before you guys posted a video? So the La Crosse County Health Department is doing COVID-19 updates at 2:30 p.m. every day. You guys, I think the mayor was in there too. Are you guys going to be consistent with posting a public video? And is there a way for us to interact and ask questions? And then what would be it? What, you going to do it once a week, once a day?
Now, as we're looking at doing
Sean, just
a
wait,
video
I,
once a week.
I cut you off. I didn't have you potted up. Start over. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. What we're looking right now to do is we're looking to do a video once a week, and those videos will be our unified command group, which is myself, Mayor Cabot, and Fire Chief Gilliam. And the best way really for interaction right now is if people have questions, concerns, or thoughts regarding our Emergency Operations Center, is we're asking them to contact the center at 789-CITY, which is 789-2489.
Okay. City, I'm going to write that down so I can put it in a story later. All right. So, and then what did you guys talk about in the last meeting and in just in general, how this is going to work?
Yeah. So Fire Chief Gilliam did a really nice job of explaining kind of how the EOC is working, kind of what the incident command structure is about, as well as, what fire service looks like right now in the time that we're in. I was able to provide an update as well about what our police department's doing, a lot of the information that we've talked about here tonight, just to kind of update our community on how policing operations look during a public health emergency. And then Mayor Cabot provided an update really on a lot of the different changes that have happened to certain city services and gave some updates there, really to just let the city know that we're here, we're working hard, and we're going to get through this thing together, and we want to keep our community up to date on information that we can provide in terms of how the city is responding during this time.
Now, I know you posted it on Facebook at around 1 o'clock yesterday, so Thursday. Is would that be the day of the meeting, or are you still trying to figure out? Because if you had it every day at the same time, then I think people would start to figure it out. Oh, if I go here at this time, then I'll be able to see this video.
Yeah, so typically what we're looking at doing is we're going to probably look at that same day a week if we can. We're doing a recording of that video, and then Captain Jason Melby is our public information officer here at the police department, but he's also serving that role now within the Emergency Operations Center. So he is then, once that video is ready, is getting that out onto the social media platforms and onto the city website so that people can go and find that and check out what's going on.
All right. Speaking with City of La Crosse Police Chief Sean Coudron, anything else that I'm just not getting at? As I see, I am getting a phone call here. So let's go to this call here quick. Caller, who is this?
Hi, my name is Carl. How are you?
Hey, Carl, do you got a question for Police Chief Coudron?
No, I do not, but I do have a comment. I just want to thank Chief Coudron and his team for supporting my team. I can't say where I'm working, but we sure appreciate everything you guys have done.
Thank you, Carl. I really appreciate you calling in, and we're going to keep working together closely and getting through this.
Okay. Thanks, Chief Coudron.
Thank you. Have a good night. Good weekend.
All right. Thanks, Carl. Very vague, but I understand maybe a little bit of what you guys are talking about. Yeah, you said, and we just got a couple of minutes here. You said you had some numbers, and I guess I forgot what numbers you had. Did you have something that you wanted to get out there numbers wise?
We are just, for our calls for service right now, certainly with what's going on in our community, we are seeing, calls for service really over all types of calls have been down. And we certainly recognize that was probably going to happen just with a lot of the activity and things being shut down in our downtown area. And just the fact that most people are staying home. And we know that this is a tough time. Really what we want our community to know is that we're here. The City of La Crosse and city government is really here to do everything we can to help this community get through this emergency and get through this pandemic. So, that's really what I want to pass along. We want our community to stay strong, and we want them to understand that we're here. And if they need us, we're going to be here to serve their needs. So.
Okay. All right, Sean, I think that's all. Unless you got anything else you want to get to, I think I'm done with you.
Okay, that sounds good. I appreciate you having me on, and look forward to talking to you again, Rick.
All right, thanks. Lacrosse, City of Lacrosse Police Chief Sean Coudron, 6 months into the job, and he gets thrown a global pandemic of COVID-19. So I believe it sounds like they're handling it well, but also, you know, working through the kinks, so to speak, you know, like looking at outside organizations and outside police organizations, just how you guys have handled things in the past. And then the training of officers in terms of, you know, how officers can interact with the public, whether they're pulling people over or getting a call, or just, you know, in terms of social distancing. I think that's all new, and they're just trial by fire, I guess, is the best way to put it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll wrap up the week after this right here on Wisdom. All right, welcome back to Lacrosse Talk PM as we wrap up the show, the week. Said at the beginning of the show, it feels like it's next week Tuesday already. We just skipped the weekend. It took a while to get here to the weekend, and I know some of you probably don't even know what day it is because you're possibly not working, fortunately or unfortunately. Maybe you're getting paid and not working, which would be wonderful. I hope all of you are in that situation. Just to give a little bit of an update from the La Crosse County before we go here. They had 15 cases total in the county of COVID-19. One new case today. So, and we're going to do this. Maybe they take the weekend off. I wonder if the county will take the weekend off and not do their health updates. I guess we'll find out at 2:30 p.m. tomorrow. I kind of hope they do, right? We could take the weekend off, right? Unless something really breaking happens. Even in that, I mean, if we got 50 new cases, maybe the county would post an update. I don't think they need to do a Q&A, though. You guys can take the weekend off as well. But yeah, 15 total cases in La Crosse County. Three of those have recovered. And one new case today. So that's where we're at. I think let me get the statewide numbers too. I got a link right here. Statewide, and this was posted a little while ago, so 3 hours ago in Wisconsin. They don't have how many recovered. So that would be cool to see. It's kind of refreshing, right? Like, okay, people are recovering, even though it's 15 and 3. Wisconsin Department of Health Services on Facebook is where I'm getting this. So if you guys want to check that out or just start following that page, and you can get updates that way too. It's super easy. Obviously, Wisconsin Department of Health Services. But their overall COVID-19 numbers, 13,140 negative test results. So how many they tested? Positive, 842. And 13 deaths so far in Wisconsin. I know I was talking to my mom earlier today, and she said somebody in New London that worked, I can't remember where they worked, but it wasn't a middle-aged person. They had died at the New London Hospital. So, and Jen Rybalski with La Crosse County Health Department said that somebody she knew has died from this virus as well. So, and starting to hit home a little bit, maybe becoming a little bit more real for us. But all right, that's all I got. So we'll see you on Monday, guys. Thanks.